CBSI in the world. I'm John Batchelor. Behind the black, we're heading to Mars. Ingenuity, the brave little flying toaster, setting new records. What kind of records, Bob?
They did the 62nd flight. These just keep piling up. In fact, they're planning the 63rd flight momentarily. But the 63rd flight set a new ground speed record. The thing actually flew 22.4 miles per hour above the ground. It flew a total of 880 feet, but it was a there and back flight. They went out, did some scouting, it came back and landed almost exactly where it was before. And it just, speed record. What they're doing is they're beginning to test the idea of how to scout terrain. The next flight's going to go in the opposite direction to scout different terrain as well for Perseverance down the road.
Bob Zimmerman of Behind the Black takes us to a Mars quake. What did we learn, Bob?
This was a quake that occurred in May of 22, and it was the largest quake detected by the lander InSight. In fact, they detected it just before InSight finally failed. But it was a 4.7 magnitude quake, and the question was it caused by an impact, or was it caused by actual activity in the interior of Mars? And that's, of course, an important question. And so scientists put together a massive team of cooperation involving almost every orbiter that's in orbit around Mars or has been in orbit and has an archive of data. And that included Mars Reconnaissance Orbiter, Mars Odyssey, Mars Express, China's Tianwen-1, India's Mangalyaan, and the UAE's Al Amal orbiters. And they went through the images for the region where this quake occurred to see if there was an impact that would match the power. There was no impact. That means this was interior of Mars, which means they think it was in the crust of Mars. It's a fault slipped essentially, and it tells them that Mars is still somewhat active underground, John.
The James Webb Space Telescope is for exoplanets, but it's also for our solar system. It's cast its eyes upon a jet stream above Jupiter. Did we know this existed, Bob?
Not this particular jet stream. I want to emphasize that Jupiter is extremely complicated meteorology. It's got a very big atmosphere, much bigger than the Earth. And so there's a lot of complexity there that we've never been able to observe before. So what Webb is doing is it's using infrared capabilities. It is detecting things that we hadn't been able to detect before. And so what they detected was a very fast, very narrow jet stream in the equatorial regions of Jupiter in the high atmosphere, above actually the cloud tops by like 25 miles. Now, we didn't know this existed before, but I guarantee you there's a lot of things we don't know exists on Jupiter anyway at this point. But this is a good thing because it just shows you that once we can get some orbiters around Jupiter looking at all wavelengths, we're going to find out a lot of really good stuff.
Bob Zimmerman, he keeps the website Behind the Black. Ingenuity, always setting new records. You heard it here. I'm John Batchelor.
You're listening to CBS Eye on the World with John Batchelor.